From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, the Battle of Los Angeles. What an amazing story that will be. Here's what's happening. Wall Street's three major stock averages plunged on Monday as investors ran for safety after a surge in the coronavirus cases outside of China fanned worries about the global economic impact of a potential pandemic. Now, the investors sold riskier assets and rushed to traditionally safer bets, such as gold and U.S. treasuries, after countries including Iran, Italy, and South Korea reported a rise in virus cases over the weekend, even as China eased curbs with no new cases reported in Beijing and other cities. The World Health Organization has said the world should do more to prepare for a possible coronavirus pandemic. The WHO said it was too early to call the outbreak a pandemic, but said countries should be in a phase of preparedness and to get ready now. So far in China, the original source of the virus, 77,000 people have the disease. Nearly 2,600 people have died. The number of new cases appears to be falling. The United Kingdom safety tests of 5G base stations has found radiation levels are at tiny fractions of safe limits. The rollout of the ultra-fast 5G mobile connectivity has sparked some fears that the new transmission masks could be dangerous to humans. But a UK regulator called Ofcom found no identifiable risks in its first test since 5G technology was deployed. Here's Lauren Weinstein, our expert on such matters. I guess this is good news, Lauren.
Yeah, and it isn't really surprising. We've talked about this before. The issue is that these transmissions aren't ionizing radiation. Ionizing radiations are like X-rays, gamma rays, other decay products, radioactive materials, and they're at very high energy levels that can damage DNA and cause cancer and other bad effects. With 5G, we're either talking about low band or high band. The low band is like ordinary cell phone frequencies. The high band is millimeter wavelengths, and they're not ionizing energies. They're not ionizing radiations. And all the research consensus to date is that they can cause some heating effects in some situations, but those aren't harmful at the kinds of exposure levels under discussion. The choice of these bands is kind of interesting because the millimeter wave band allows for higher data rates, but has limited range and limited ability to penetrate walls. And the lower band, which is like where T-Mobile has concentrated their 5G deployment, has longer range and more ability to get through walls, but slower data rates compared with millimeters. So there are reasons and trade-offs for these bands. I mean, I'm certainly in favor, and I think there should be continued rigorous studies
testing
in this area.
Sure.
Definitely. There's more to learn, always more to learn. But the basic science of the effects on the biological systems of ionizing versus non-ionizing radiation has been under study for many decades in both consumer and industrial situations. And based on what's known right now overall, it does appear that 5G systems aren't a relative health risk that consumers really need to be concerned about, but there will be more studies, and we'll all be interested in the results.
So far, would you be safe walking around with a 5G phone in your pocket?
Yeah, when you think about all the sources of radiation, you know, that are involved, the phones, in fact, we're talking about very, very, very low power levels, even when it's near your head. The only times you really have to think about these things in a historical context in terms of RF energy and other kinds of radio frequency energy are in industrial contexts where, for example, you have people who are working right on top of the masts with their bodies right up to them, and that's when those heating effects and things like that can potentially cause problems. But remember, there's this inverse square law when it comes to all of this, and as you move even a small distance away from these kinds of sources, the power levels drop off dramatically. So unless for some reason these frequencies, and we're talking about frequencies that have already been in use in the case of the low band ones and millimeter waves for other things, there's something new there that somehow got past all the science to this date. It's hard to see where the bad health effects would come from, but again, more studies, and we'll keep watch.
All right, my friend. Lauren Weinstein, our expert on the Internet. In New Orleans, a man was struck and killed by a Mardi Gras float. during a weekend street parade in New Orleans, becoming the second person in days killed along a parade route during this year's carnival season. The sweet scent of baking cookies from Grandma's house may be mixed with a more pungent aroma these days, the smell of marijuana. The numbers of American seniors over age 65 who now smoke pot or use edibles increased twofold between 2015 and 2018. How about that? Katherine Johnson, one of the history-making, barrier-breaking NASA mathematicians, truly a giant of her day, has died. She was 101 years old. She was just an amazing individual. A story that you might have heard about over the weekend, we've got in our highlight reel at coasttocoastam.com. A daredevil crashes and dies after his rocket crash-landed. We've got that story for you. U.S. Daredevil pilot has been killed during an attempted launch of a homemade rocket in the Californian desert. Mad Mike Hughes, 64 years old, crash-landed his steam-powered rocket shortly after takeoff near Barstow on Saturday. A video on social media shows a rocket being fired into the sky before plummeting to the ground. Hughes was well-known for his belief that Earth was flat, and he hoped to prove his theory one day by going into space. Speaking of space, a NASA mission on Mars has recorded evidence of seismic activity where? On Mars, 172 seismic events. Astonishing footage of a video hovering over Earth has been caught by NASA cameras. The incredible video captured on the space agency's live camera sees the cone-shaped object keep pace with the International Space Station. In a bizarre twist, the NASA camera zooms in on the object, appearing to show the U.S. Space Agency acknowledging the UFO. What else is in the skies? Let's check in with our astronomer, Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. Hi, Stephen.
Hello there, George, and we continue to talk about space. More Starlink satellite news. It appears, George, that SpaceX intentionally deorbited Starlink satellite number 46, that happening back on February the 20th. The goal there was to test the controllability of these spacecraft in low Earth orbit. As many people might know, the Starlink satellites are thought to have a lifetime of about 1 to 5 years, and each satellite uses tiny ion thrusters to keep them at various altitudes in space, so that's an interesting test. More on SpaceX, George. They've been experimenting, as I talked a few weeks ago, with a dark version of the Starlink satellite series to prevent the interference with what many astronomers feel is definitely something imaging and capturing imaging, of course, of satellite tracks on their deep sky photographs. But the first version of this satellite, yeah, well, people are starting to look it around in the skies. It's not much darker. I guess the SpaceX folks have to go back to the drawing board to try to darken them up. But, George, probably the most exciting news here, late-breaking news, has to do again with our Betelgeuse star update. Lo and behold, George, the star Betelgeuse has started to brighten again.
Geez, I thought it was burning out.
Yeah, I know. We were all excited to maybe see a supernova.
Boom.
Time. But in the astronomy community, they thought that this might be the beginning of the potential of a supernova. But this brightening, George, is complicated. Many of the variability cycles of this particular star, one important one, an astronomer at Villanova University, who's really the leading scientist on this, said that we should watch February the 21st, and that's the end of a 430-day, one of the many variable cycles. And he said the star should brighten. It is. And this periodicity is something interesting. But you know what? Let's still continue to keep our eyes, obviously, toward this particular star because stranger things may be going on. George, we're wrapping up with the live sky. For those sky watchers out there, the new moon was new on Sunday. That's simple and understood. Start of lunation 1202. But here's the scoop. Look low into the southwestern sky beginning early this week. You'll see an amazing waxing crescent moon. How beautiful. But on Thursday evening, George, this particular crescent moon will be exceptionally close to the brilliant planet Venus, making for another spectacular conjunction. And while folks are still looking at the star Betelgeuse, look below the three belt stars. We've talked about it before. A pair of binoculars will show you the area of star creation known as M42, or simply known as the Orion Nebula, a beautiful sight. Dr. Sky reminds naturally everyone, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. Check out these websites always. We always talk about theskylive.com and wikisky.org. And always, as we say, email me. Appreciate that to all the listeners out there. Dr. Sky Show at gmail.com. always working hard to be your navigator on the highway to the heavens. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Dr. Sky. Stephen Cates. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach back with us. Let's set a record. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. It's available for you right now, criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number to get involved in the call for assistance, not to get on the show, those are not other numbers, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. People are there that can assist you right now. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com, one of our major sponsors, of course, and he donates his time to helping us and you get the better health results. criticalhealthnews.com is the website, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And, Doc, before we take calls, I want to spend some time talking about this coronavirus. Have you checked into this thing?
Sure, I'm very familiar with it, George. And, by the way, hi.
Hi there. How have you been?
Very, very busy, not only with the coronavirus, but with everything else. It's kind of like going crazy. It's a good crazy.
You got to build up your immune system. That's the one thing I learned from you for sure.
Absolutely. And, of course, the basic is the 90. All of our stem cells that make our antibodies and our white blood cells that attack viruses and bacteria, come from our thymus and our spleen and our bone marrow. People forget the bone marrow is part of our immune system. It's also part of our circulatory system. And they really forget the bone marrow. And it makes antibodies and white blood cells that attack viruses. Let's see here. The coronavirus, George, goes back about 12, 15 years ago. It was called MERS back then. So it's not a new thing. We're experienced with it.
Is it a laboratory thing?
No, I believe that some hunters near Wuhan, killed some deer or wild pigs or rabbits or whatever, and they brought them to the open market, and they were infected with the virus, and that's where it began.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was an open-air market. And right now, there's about 80,000 people.
Yes, 77,000 to date in China.
No, this is worldwide.
Worldwide?
Yeah. And then dead in China is 2,700. We have about 64 people infected in the United States. Iran, South Korea, and Italy have kind of gone crazy in the last couple of days. They have 500 people being diagnosed with the coronavirus. And it's potentially a pandemic. It's something that kind of goes through the world. But when you compare it to the losses from just the simple flu, the flu causes 10 times the number of infections and 10 times the number of deaths.
Exactly.
People are used to it. And so it's not a scary thing because, well, that's what happens every year.
Well, and I've been saying this, Doc. The CDC had just reported last week that already in the United States this year, 14,000 people have died from the flu.
Exactly.
I mean, if we said 14,000 people died in the United States from the coronavirus, everybody would be wearing masks. They'd be panicking.
Exactly. But we're used to the flu. It's just one of the things that we've expected for years and years and years. And, you never know where the cure is going to come from. And, back in the old days when the plagues went around, the smallpox would kill everybody except for milkmaids. And there was a guy who just kind of looked at that and said, now, why aren't the milkmaids dying of smallpox and everybody else is? And he noticed that they had cowpox on their hands, and the cowpox were on the udders of the cows, and they got the virus from the cows. And so he started taking the pus out of the cowpox on their hands and scratching other people with it. And the next year, when the smallpox came through, the people who were vaccinated, they didn't have that word back then, with the cowpox pus from the milkmaid's hands, they didn't get killed by smallpox.
Interesting.
Did
he know what he was doing, or did he just luck out?
No, he kind of projected if this stuff was protecting these milkmaids, it should protect other people. And so he kind of surmised, it was kind of a guess, but he was correct. And that started the whole issue of, this goes back a couple hundred years, and it goes back to the issue of vaccination. He's the one that actually created a program of vaccination just from the.
What do you think of vaccines, Doc?
Well, there's times when they're useful. Flu vaccine, how many would die if we didn't have flu vaccine? It'd probably be 10 times as many would die from the flu. And so you're talking about numbers here. You're going to save numbers of people. The same thing with the coronavirus. What if we cut it in half or cut it by three quarters by vaccinating? So they're working on vaccines now. The CDC is working on vaccines now. And so, you know, before the end of this year, they'll have a vaccine, and so they'll be prepared for next year. And so we have to say, okay, is this going to be a pandemic to where foci of this coronavirus has now set roots in all these different countries, and every winter time it's going to pop up like the flu does? It's been limited to China, apparently, for since the beginning of time. And, of course, because of air travel, water travel, rails, and so forth, now it's, you know, going into crazy places, again, like South Korea, Iran, Italy, United States, and so forth. And so all over Europe. And it's one of those things where they're concerned about a pandemic, which means infection all over the world. And again, it doesn't come close to the fatalities and number of people infected as a simple flu, but people are used to the flu and they kind of expect it.
I have a friend of mine who knew you were coming on tonight, Doc, and he sent me a little text about his best friend who has just been diagnosed with HLH, a hemoglobin lymphatic disease, and it's almost fatal in every case. What does the poor guy do about this?
Okay. When you're talking about a lymphatic disease, is it seen in lymph nodes? Is it seen in the white blood cells?
I think it's in the blood.
Okay, so it's in the white blood cells. Again, you have to go directly to the bone marrow. And, you know, we always talk about gluten and causing problems with absorption. And usually these people with these weird things have 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 or 20 diseases. They got high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis. They got the white blood cell problems. They have thyroid problems. They have dental problems. They've got skin issues, bowel issues, and so forth. Boy, these people got bad genes. They got all this stuff. No, all of those are nutritional deficiency diseases, and they cannot absorb the nutrients because gluten is damaging in their small intestines. Their villi are going away, the little finger-like projections, and increase the surface area in the intestines. They go away. And this is what killed Elvis and Michael Jackson was gluten because they went to some vegans and said, how do we get healthy? We don't feel good. So they put them on a vegan diet, which is high in whole grains, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and that has gluten in it, and it caused them to have intestinal problems. And so as a result, Michael Jackson died of a ruptured aortic aneurysm, and Elvis Presley died of a heart attack, the same thing that young athletes die from because of gluten. So everybody's got to stay away from that, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You want to eat flour tortillas instead of, you do not want to eat flour tortillas. You want to eat corn tortillas instead of flour tortillas.
Much better for you, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And also, when you go out to a restaurant, you want to ask for their gluten-free menu, which most restaurants have today, because it is.
And can you trust them?
No.
Oh, great.
Here's one that got me the other day, probably a couple of months ago. I love to eat sushi, and there's this little Korean sushi place I go to, just fabulous sushi. And then I got all itchy that night after having sushi, and I said, man, that's a gluten reaction. And so I went back the next day. And I said, can I see the package? You guys make your own sushi rolls? Said, no, we get them, you know, from a place, and they're all pre-done for us. I said, let me see the package. They had three sources of wheat flour in there. I said, what do they put wheat flour in there for? He says, well, it holds the rice when you cut the sushi rolls into the little quarter-sized pieces. The rice falls out of them when you handle it, and it's a mess. It doesn't look good. And so to keep the rice from falling out of the sushi roll slices, they put wheat in there to hold it together, just like meatloaf. Meatloaf has breadcrumbs in it. You're getting gluten. And so hamburger is good, but meatloaf is bad because of the breadcrumbs in there.
But, I mean, is all gluten bad?
All gluten is bad. Are all bullets to the head bad? Yep.
When did you stop taking gluten yourself?
Oh, about 50 years ago.
You knew this 50 years ago?
Yes. Now, you have to appreciate, George, I'm 80 years old. I just turned 80. And I have not been sick. I've had an injury, which I'm recovering from.
I know, you fell into a hole or something.
Construction hole up in Toronto, Canada. I couldn't walk for 3 months, had a horrible infection in one foot. They wanted to amputate my foot, and so I said, no, I dealt with my own self with some of the things that you're going to deal with the coronavirus, like our PureWorks, which is a foam. And when you have something like the PureWorks with the foam, you don't want to hand the dispenser to somebody, let them put them themselves.
Hold on for a sec, Doc. We're already at the break. We'll be back with more criticalhealthnews.com or call for help 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Hit that website. I want to break another record. We seem to do that every time Doc Wallach is on. Doc, I've been flying this weekend, and I noticed a lot of people with these little masks on. Do they work?
Well, some of them do, some of them don't. Depends on how big the pores and the holes are in the mask. And you have to appreciate that, you know, you've talked with people and they're close in your face, and they open their mouth, and the saliva comes out.
They spit at you or something, yeah. Well,
yeah, and they're not doing it purposely. It's just their saliva glands, salivary glands, pump that saliva out. It's loaded with virus, okay? And so a mask is only partially effective if you're up close to people. And, of course, again, we like the PureWorks, the foam. Do not hand the dispenser to somebody because they may be contaminated and give it back to you, and you've got the virus. And so what you want to do is spray it on their hands. It's a foam, and it kills HIV, it kills coronavirus, it kills smallpox, rabies, flu virus, it kills everything, plus bacteria. And I use it for aftershave because, you know, when you go to these events, you know this, people hug you, they're so glad to see you, they shake your hand, they kiss you, and all this kind of stuff. So I use this PureWorks on my face as an aftershave. I put it on my hands. I put it between my toes after I shower at night. And then we also use the colloidal silver. I take a dropper full of that in my mouth two or three or four times a day. Colloidal silver kills everything. And then we also have the aromatherapy oils, eucalyptus oil. We have the tea tree oil. We've got cedar oil. And again, you can rub that on your arms and hands. And I put it on Q-tips down in my ears because it does kill viruses. And so, and then you want to wash your hands 50 times a day.
50 times a day?
Well, yeah. When you go someplace, when if somebody shakes your hand, you better be washing your hand because you don't know that they're not the one carrying the virus. And so, you know, people tend to touch their face. They wipe their eyes. And so you've got to just be almost paranoid about washing your hands,
What do you think of airplane air?
Well, it sucks. I fly a million miles a year. You fly a lot.
Yep.
And they don't filter it very well, or the filters get overloaded, or you're sitting next to somebody who's coughing. And I try to ask the stewardess if I can be moved because, you know, I don't want to be coughed on by this neighbor here. Or if they won't move them or me, I'll put the pillow up between us. So they cough
kind of block,
the
kind of block them.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they get offended?
I don't care.
No, I know, but do they?
They just kind of look at you with wild eyes because they think you're going to suffocate them with the pillow.
You wouldn't do that, Doc. That's not you.
No. Oh, there's a few I would.
But let's take some calls.
Okay.
Amy's with us in Huntington Beach, California, to get us started. Hi, Amy.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc. I met you both out in contact in the desert.
Oh, yeah. Sure thing.
Yeah. I was there 3 years in a row. So, unfortunately, I got the news today that I've got lymphoma. And the doctor...
Oh, my God. We were just talking about that, too.
I know. I've been in perfect health, no problems, no cancer in my family. And he's one of the best oncologists, and he scared the hell out of me. I'm supposed to go in for more tests and get chemo.
Sure. Okay, well, here's the deal. From a natural standpoint of things, there's two things you need to do, okay? Number one is fairly easy because you're in total control. You want to eliminate all the bad stuff that create cancer and drive cancer. Okay, including lymphomas. So, absolutely no fried foods. Don't even go to places of fried foods, okay, because of the fumes. Absolutely no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami. And people say to me, well, I get nitrate-free bacon. Well, it's still full of other chemicals. Can't have it, okay? Then absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, no soy oils, no sunflower seed oils, no oils, because they turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines. And they cause cancer.
How about shut down those sugars, Doc?
Oh, well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Okay, but you're right on, George. But oils, we're talking about salad dressings and mayonnaise and all that kind of stuff. You can't cook eggs or scramble eggs and margarines and oils and things like that. No. Then no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. They cause damage to your intestines. So it decreases your efficiency absorption of good stuff down to below 3%, and that's very problematic. And then, of course, no sugar, George, you're right on. No sugar. Sugar in all its forms drive cancer when you get it, and it certainly can contribute to getting, especially if it's heated. Then you want to take the 90. Okay, I want, if when you have cancer of any type, I want to use the biggest hammer in our toolbox.
And explain what that means, the 90.
Okay, 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And my thesis on that study, George, is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I'm very proud of that. And that represents 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change, over 454 species of zoo animals, and 3,000 humans who lived around the zoos were looking for a canary in the mine situation. What I learned was that these nutrient deficiencies allow these inflammatory things to cause cancer. So you want to keep your immune system up, including, you know, your bone marrow and your white blood cells and so forth, and all the other things, your thymus and spleen and so on, and your lymph nodes. So you need to take a one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I would also throw in our antioxidants, which actually support your immune system. We're talking about things like Z-radical. It comes in liquid and powder. You can take, you know, two doses a day either way. And then we have the fucoid Z, another great antioxidant which supports your immune system, two servings a day as capsules, three to twice a day. And lastly, our biggest hammer in the toolbox when it comes to antioxidants to support your immune system for anything, including cancer, is a BTT 2.0 tablets. It doesn't replace the BTT 2.0 crystals, which are the vitamins and minerals in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It's separate. And they're tablets. I take three of those twice a day.
I love the tablets. They're convenient.
But they do not replace the powder. The powder is vitamins and minerals, and the tablets are antioxidants. They should have given them a different name. They're not the same thing. So don't give up the powder and just take the tablets.
Well, the tablets have all the lists of vitamins in them.
No, they don't.
They do. I've got it. I've got the
well, compare. They don't have everything in them.
All right. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, compare.
Expect an email from me.
Okay, good. Okay, and so that's kind of the direction we go for any cancer, and people do very well.
Let's find out how advanced she is. Amy, how advanced is this?
I think it's just in the beginning stages they caught it.
Good. So let's beat it.
Oh, yeah. The earlier you catch it, the better off it is, and the more obsessed you are about avoiding the bad foods, the more obsessed you are about taking the 90 essential nutrients to support the activity of your stem cells, which help you build and repair white blood cells, antibodies, and tissues in your spleen and your thymus and lymph nodes and things. Your stem cells require all these nutrients, the 90 essential nutrients, to do their job. Okay?
Amy, both of us are going to be at contact again this year.
Absolutely.
Get healthy and show up, okay?
Okay. Thank you, George.
All right. And here's that phone number to call for assistance in case you missed anything. These folks are listening to what Doc has to say. 1-855-949-7234. Simple as that. Let's go to next up, Joe in Long Island, New York. Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Doc. On your sports supplements and sports drinks, is there a timing aspect to this? Like take some of the drink or supplements before the workout or would the drink take some of the drink during the workout, say if you're riding an exercise bike at a lengthy period of time? And also, that construction site you just mentioned that you stepped into, was it barricaded or lit?
It was not barricaded. It was at night. It was dark, no light, and we were walking through this piece of park that we'd walked through every month for 25 years, but the cars were parked on the other side of it because they were working on the parking lot. And with pressure hoses, they had created a sinkhole, and they didn't mark it or put barriers or anything.
Oh.
I had three lovely ladies on one side of me and three lovely ladies on the other side, and I'm talking with them. And I stepped in this 8-foot hole, and it dislocated my sacroiliac joint on the right side.
And they're walking going, where's Doc?
Exactly. And it was an 8-foot deep hole, and they had to reach down, pick me up by my shirt, and drag me out. And there was rebar in the hole and punctured my left foot and caused a horrible infection. They wanted to amputate my leg and all that kind of stuff, but I use the 90 essential nutrients and stay away from the bad stuff. I use our colloidal silver and PureWorks on the infection. It all went away. You want to see, when we get to the contact in the desert, George, I'll show you a picture of that infection.
Okay. Joe, what's your question? Go ahead.
Okay, well, he asked the questions. We do have a CBD with five herbs added to it and a pre-hormone. It's called Relax. if you want to relax after a strenuous workout or a big game, you want to, you know, you're all hyped up and you need to get to sleep, you use the Relax. It's a CBD base. And again, it has five other herbs, okay, and a pre-hormone. It's called Relax. It works like a charm. And then we have Rebound. It has 100 nutrients in it. It is the most potent sports drink. It has the nutrients in there that prevent the sudden heart death in young athletes. It has 100 nutrients in it, 72 minerals, and the rest are vitamins and amino acids and so forth. All other sports drinks are primarily sugar and caffeine, so they're really an energy drinks. Some do have 2, 4, 6 nutrients in there, but ours is the only one with 100. It has Rebound. Comes in cans, comes in powder.
Okay, Joe, hope everything works for you. The number to call again, 1-855-949-7234, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc Wallach with us. We'll take calls all of next hour with Doc. What's your latest book? Is it Epigenetics, or do you have a new one out?
Okay, the Epigenetics one is a couple of years old now, but it's like a bestseller. It is just selling like crazy because it replaces the science of genetics. That's where my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute, so we're very proud of that book. Me and Bruce Lipton are the two guys that are considered the father of the new science of epigenetics,
yep,
which replaces genetics. And then, let's see, the newest one coming out is called All in Your Head. It goes into osteoporosis of the skull. And when you have osteoporosis anywhere, in your vertebrae, your pelvis, your leg bones, arm bones, fingers, your face, you have osteoporosis anywhere, the bones actually get bigger. You lose bone mass by losing the minerals, but the bone matrix, kind of a tendon-like material, increase trying to hope to make a place attractive to minerals coming in. And when you have osteoporosis of the skull, it squeezes the 12 pairs of cranial nerves and the spinal cord coming out of the back of the skull. And there's 25 major diseases people get when you have osteoporosis of the skull, and the doctors never tell you that. One that everybody knows about is Bell's palsy. You know, one side of your face will droop or your lips will droop on that side. That's caused by your skull squeezing the 7th cranial nerve, the facial nerve. You get tinnitus, ringing in the ears. That's the squeezing of the auditory branch of the 8th cranial nerve. You get atrial fibrillation, tachycardia, fast heart rate. You get hiccups. You get gastroparesis, pain in your stomach. That's caused by the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve being squeezed, and so on. You get the spinal cord being squeezed. You get Erb's palsy. You get numbness in both hands, pain in your neck and your shoulders. And doctors say, you have carpal tunnel syndrome. No, you have Erb's palsy. Your spinal cord is being squeezed as it comes out of the skull. That foramen magnum, which in Latin means big hole in your skull, foramen magnum, big hole. And people don't realize that your spinal cord forms in your brain, comes out that hole, goes down your neck, down your upper back, down your lower back, down your tailbone. And you get kind of a sciatica in your shoulders when it gets squeezed in your neck. And you get AFib and tachycardia and so forth when your spinal cord gets squeezed. And so all this stuff is happening, and you get off all the bad foods. You take your Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You throw in our MSM, which is a sulfur compound that your bones like to rebuild themselves and cartilage and so forth, including the skull. And today I had one guy who had all 12 of the cranial nerves and the spinal cord squeezed. He had all 25 diseases, and the doctors told him he had some kind of autoimmune disease, and they weren't even close. And so this book is going to really, really help millions of people, George. It's All in Your Head.
It's a great title.
Yeah, it's All in Your Head.
Tom gets a text and tweet. What do you have for Doc, Tom?
Hey, Doc, this one from Laney in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
Please ask Doc why I get skin tags. They're driving me crazy and costing me a fortune to get removed.
They're like little moles or something, Doc, skin tags.
Yeah, little flappers, you know. Like little tennis rackets coming out of the skin.
Yeah, skin that just pops up, mm-hmm, or something.
And they occur in pressure places where you have a shirt or, you know, something that rubs on it, a seam somewhere or so forth, or a belt or so forth. They don't just happen randomly. They occur where there's a little bit of pressure on the skin. And again, this happens because the skin is 2/3 by volume connective tissue, kind of like tendon-like material called the dermis. And so when it gets rubbed, it reacts kind of like a blister or something like that, and so you get these skin tags. So what you want to do is get away from all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, and the sugar, and you want to take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Well, it's a skin thing. Well, yeah, but the skin also has the same dermis, the same connective tissue stuff in it that cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue has, and bone matrix. So you want one Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for 100 pounds of body weight. You throw in the MSM, the vitamin D3, and If you have pain, you can use our CBD Soothe. It's in a pump bottle. You can put that on along with our trauma oil, T-R-A-U-M-A, trauma oil, of 4 or 5 drops of that. It'll give you pain relief for 2 to 4 hours. And the skin tags, if you're brave enough, you can clip them off and use our Pure Works to keep infection. Put Pure Works on it, then clip them off, and then put Pure Works on it again. So you don't have to go to a doctor and pay $100 to get it done. You can do it yourself. And these are the sort of things we need to do more of. Just remember, and this is a crazy statistic. This came from Johns Hopkins just 2016. They said each year, by simple mistakes in hospitals, medical doctors kill 251,000 patients every year. Every 4 years, they kill 1 million patients from simple mistakes in their workplace. And how many businesses, George, could stay in business if they kill 251,000 of their customers every year in their workplace?
Not many.
That's from Johns Hopkins. That's not my data. That's Johns Hopkins.
Jeez, that's frustrating. It really is.
Doctors don't lie.
Do you take vaccines anymore?
I did when I was in the military. I had 7 years in the Army.
We have to in that. And I did too.
Yeah, so in the military I did. I don't take them now.
Would you take this new coronavirus vaccine if it ever comes out?
If I were working in a high transit place where there's a lot of foreign people, like an airport, downtown restaurants, trains, and
contact stations with a lot of people.
Yeah, hospitals where there's a lot of people, and there, some of them are bound to be infected with it. Certainly, hospitals and clinics. Then I would. Okay. Vaccines in themselves aren't bad if you're taking your 90 and your stem cells are working and defending you. But if you're not taking your 90 and your stem cells are just laying there, helpless, then vaccines can be potentially dangerous.
That's what I thought. Doc, we're going to come back with final calls next hour with you before we talk about the Battle of Los Angeles.